Beloved friends, are you ready for the last New Year's Day that will ever take place? Do you know that though you may celebrate a New Year's Day every year, that there is an event coming which will end forever all the annual New Year's celebration, and it will begin a New Year's Day that will never end? Let me suggest that you may wake up. Read about this. No, it's not in your newspaper. You'll never find it in your magazines. You'll not find it in any humanly written book. But it is found in a book which God has written, the Bible, and the last book in the Bible, the book of the Revelation, chapter 21, verses 1 through 5. This is going to be the best New Year that anyone could ever have. And strange to say, that great New Year's Day will never end. It will go on forever and ever. I commend you to read it. Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 through 5. But let me read one verse about it. The fifth verse, please, where we read that God, who sits upon the throne, he that sat upon the throne said, "Behold, I will make all things new." Please take it in. All things to be made new. Know what God says about it, particularly in verse 1, first of all. "I saw a new heaven and a new earth," writes the apostle. Note another fact in verse 2. "I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven." A new heaven, my friend. A new earth. A new Jerusalem. And don't miss more of those wonderful facts about it, which you find in verse 4. "God shall wipe away all tears. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." Oh, my beloved friend, let me ask you, if the next year which is about to begin, is the next year going to be without any death? Will it be without any sorrow? Will the coming year ahead be without any trouble? Will it be without any tears? Will it be without any pain for you and for me? You know the answer to that. Who can tell? Probably not. You may wish, and I may wish, many friends and loved ones a happy new year. But we can never tell them there will be no more death. We can never tell them there'll be no more sorrow. We can never tell them there'll be no more tears. We can never tell them there'll be no more pain. We can never tell them they'll have no more troubles. You know very well that in the coming year it cannot be that way. But God has an eternal day. God has provided and will bring in an eternal, happy New Year forever, when time shall be no more. There will be an eternal and a new Jerusalem, heavenly and perfect, throughout all eternal ages. Now let me raise a question, my friend. First of all, do you have any desire or inclination to be there? May I put it in a very blunt way? Do you have enough common sense to say, "I surely would like to live forever in a place like that"? Well, my beloved, I say you would be a fool if you don't want to, and if you would despise such an opportunity. And let me further state, I know of one particular person who is doing and will do his utmost to ridicule you and to hinder you from deciding to be there. You say, who is that? Well, very frankly, that person is the devil. Frankly, the only place the devil wants you to go and wants me to go is where he's going. And you can read where that is in Revelation chapter 20, verse 10, as well as in chapter 21, verse 8. And that place you probably know, and if you don't, you should know it, is nothing, no one, no place but hell. Now, let's ask another question. Most important, do you know how to get to that new eternal place of never-ending blessing? Free from death, where there's no more death, where there's no more sorrow, where there are no more tears, no more pain, and all the former things of this life and this earth will be passed away forever. My beloved friend, listen carefully. God tells you and me very plainly who can be there and how they can get there. Now let me carefully read to you the words of God, which He Himself has written for us. I take them from Revelation 21, the last verse in the chapter, verse 27, where God says concerning that eternal place, God says it Himself, and there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. Now please note the first part of the verse. It tells you and it tells me. It is impossible to get there and get in there with our sins. You cannot get in that place and take your sins there. You've got to get rid of those sins. You can never get into that new eternal glory with your sins, and neither can I. You and I have to get rid of our sins. Now you may ask the question, how can I get rid of my sins? Well, you note the end of the verse. Your name and my name must be written in the Lamb's book of life. Now you may ask the question, I hope you do, if you do not know the answer, who is the Lamb who has the book of life? Well, if you know the most least about the Lord Jesus and the Word of God and the Gospel, you must remember that once one of God's servants said about the Lord Jesus Christ, as he pointed to him, and this was John the Baptist doing the pointing, he said, behold, look, take notice, there's the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. John 1, verse 29. You may have heard, I hope you have, if you never have, listen to it, what Peter wrote for God when he wrote in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18 and 19. We are not redeemed by corruptible things such as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. I think you recognize, I hope that you're simple enough, as well as bright enough, to realize the Lamb is the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. 'Tis He who has the book of life. And it is in His book of life your name and mine must be written. Let me repeat the text again from John, from Revelation that John wrote. There shall in no wise enter into it that new glorious creation of God, that eternal New Year's Day, anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. I wonder, my friend, if you have ever heard the words of a dear old hymn I now quote. Lord, I care not for riches, neither silver nor gold. I would make sure of heaven. I would enter the fold in the book of thy kingdom with its pages so fair. Tell me, Jesus, my Savior, is my name written there? Lord, my sins, they are many like the sands of the sea. But thy blood, O my Savior, is sufficient for me. Now listen carefully. Let me quote that wonderful text that John the Apostle wrote First John chapter 1 and verse 7. The blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. The only way that you and I can be sure that your name and my name is written in the book, Lamb's Book of Life, is to be trusting that precious blood of the Lord Jesus to wash away your sins. Well, did the hymn writer also write, have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Oh, may you be able to say, yes, my name's written there, in the page white and fair, in the book of Thy kingdom, Lord Jesus, my name's written there. My beloved friend, let me raise the question. Forget where your name may be written upon the earth. There's not a book upon the earth in which your name may be written that can get you to heaven. But the Lord Jesus is the book of life. Is your name there? And if it is, listen, my friend, you will have the happiest. You will have the longest new year that will never end. And may I say with all my heart, I wish for you this happy new year that never will end, which is God's best, that He has provided for sinners who will come to the Lord Jesus Christ and receive Him as their Savior. Oh, my beloved friend, may I earnestly say, do you look forward to this eternal, happy new year? You'll never get one like it on the earth, but you'll have it forever in heaven above. Shall we pray? Beloved and blessed Father, what can we say? 'Tis in Thy blessed, holy, peerless, matchless, impregnable, and indestructible Word you promise an eternal, happy, new, endless year for all who will trust Thy Son as their Savior and have their sins washed away in His precious blood. May some dear sinner now say, Lord Jesus, I will trust Thee and take Thee for my Savior. We ask it for Jesus' sake and His glory. Amen.